Exercise 3, page 53.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Tom Davis, a marine biologist. Thank you for coming in today, Dr. Davis.
It's my pleasure.
So, as I understand, you study aquatic species. Is that right?
Actually, I specialize in aquatic mammals specifically, and orca whales in particular. I've been researching these magnificent creatures for a long time, over 2 decades, in an attempt to learn about their behavior, ecology, and conservation.
Okay then, let's dive into the topic. Where have you been studying these whales?
Well, I've been focusing on southern resident orcas in North America. This is a small population of orcas that lives in the waters along the western coastline, mainly between the state of Oregon in the US and the region of British Columbia in Canada to the north. With the population having fallen to just 75 individuals remaining today, this is one of the world's smallest and most endangered orca populations.
And why do you think this is the case?
Well, one of the most pressing issues is the decline in their primary food source, salmon. Before the year 1850, an estimated 16 million fish passed through the mouth of the Columbia River each year. Since then, however, that number has dropped to less than 1 million, primarily due to human activities like habitat destruction. This has significantly limited the orca's diet, while factors like pollution only make the problem worse.
What are some potential consequences if these issues continue?
There could be terrible consequences for the orcas. Declines in salmon stocks could lead to poor nutrition and starvation, which would push their populations even lower. Additionally, pollutants in the marine environment pose health risks to orcas, which can reduce their life expectancy and lower the chances of successful breeding. Without urgent action, we could see further declines in the orca population and serious damage to local ecosystems.
That is concerning. So, what are some potential solutions or strategies for addressing these challenges?
Well, there are several strategies that could help solve the issue facing orcas. One key approach is to protect salmon stocks. For instance, governments can force fish farms to switch to sustainable management practices to reduce overfishing. Additionally, authorities can ban the construction of dams on salmon migration routes, as this would help restore salmon populations to ensure there are plenty of prey available to orcas. As for the pollution in the orca's habitat, authorities can bring in laws that demand the use of organic fertilizers in agriculture. This would help marine ecosystems greatly.
And is there any way that individuals can contribute to the conservation of orcas?
Sure. Individuals can contribute to conservation most directly by making sustainable choices as consumers. For instance, people can eat less salmon to reduce some of the pressure on salmon stocks. They can also avoid the use of plastic products that cause marine pollution and donate to organizations working to restore salmon habitats. What's more, individuals can raise awareness about the issues that orcas face and help boost public support for their conservation.
Good advice. Well, that's all we have time for today, Dr. Davis. Thank you again for joining me. I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot.